Start with Lowe's. Offer valid through 10/23 U.S. only.
The Starlight Lounge presents An Evening with the Progressive Box.
Oh, what a great audience. Let's dim the lights for this next one. Nope, too much. Ah, there it is. Gotta get things just right. Like Progressive's Name Your Price tool. Tell us what you want to pay, and we help you find coverage options that fit your budget. And now, the mood is right. Wait, the lights are back on again. Trudy, can you? And now it's completely dark.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Don't miss the new and improved Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest. Weekday evenings from 6 until 7, right here on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Today's show is sponsored by Throwback Thursday. Remember when you could go out drinking on a Thursday and still make it to work on Friday? Oh yeah, those were the days. Oh, hand me the Tylenol.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Cusada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
It's fine.
Stand by for news.
Fox News, I'm Rich Dennison. President Trump praising Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan for agreeing to pause hostilities in northern Syria for 5 days.
If we didn't go this unconventional tough love approach, you could have never gotten it done. They've been trying to do this for many, many years. You could have never gotten it done.
Republican Senator Mitt Romney critical of the agreement, blasting the Trump administration for abandoning the Kurds who helped U.S. troops fight ISIS in the region.
It strikes at American honor. What we have done to the Kurds will stand as a blood stain in the annals of American history.
Turkish officials are rejecting the use of the word ceasefire, saying Kurdish forces who they consider terrorists must leave the region. Fox News has learned that Energy Secretary Rick Perry will be resigning. He's one of President Trump's longest-serving cabinet members, holding the post since March of 2017. America is listening to Fox News.
We're energy independent. What do we need them for anyway? I'd like to know. Asking for a friend.
They say it's a Thursday. Well, I look Thursday too, yeah. They say it's a Thursday. We'll make Thursday a good time. I'm glad that it's Thursday. Happy Thursday to you.
Let's make it a happy Thursday.
Who's ready?
To play?
Let's play a game.
Let's play a game.
It's our final name today. The 5 o'clock name is Dusty Goodman. Dusty Goodman. You have until 6 p.m. to call 396-5477 and qualify to win a $1,000 gift card to select stores at Eastdale Mall. Dusty Goodman. Please pick up the phone, dial 396-5477, and get yourself in that drawing. I'm sorry. I'm a little bit discombobulated at the moment. I think it was all that talk about Anna Marie Benigno.
Yes.
And I will try and get back to that story.
Yes, you can't right now because Brant's going to be calling in fairly soon.
Yes. Speaking of amazing women, Dana Delk and Jacqueline Tomlinson made a practice. The more I learn about their experience and the situations they handle, you know, that's why I try to look for stories when they're visiting with us on Wednesdays that draw out their expertise on specific situations here. They're great personalities, and that's why I have them on the air with us. But when it comes to what they do at Delk & Tomlinson, they specialize in representing men in divorce. They know their stuff. I always recommend a visit to their website, divorceformenalabama.com, and read the testimonials and the difference they've made for men, especially when it comes to matters of custody, because you'll never hear it on the news, but there are prejudices against men in these arenas. You want people who will be strong and powerful advocates for you when it comes down to those situations. Even if you're sensing that divorce may be a possibility, it's always good to have a consultation so that you can prepare. Sometimes those consultations end up in healing marriages, too, because they're really honest. So If you want that consultation, dial 819-4810, 819-4810, or again, check them out on their website, divorceformenalabama.com, for Delk and Tomlinson, attorneys at law.
The representation is made that the quality of legal services performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
506, Brant joining us in just a few.
This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic. Well, we're having a nice ride home this afternoon after a lot of accidents the last couple of days. I-65 and 85 are looking good, just a little bit busy through Montgomery. Atlanta Highway, Madison Avenue out of downtown looking good. The Boulevard all the way around, pretty good. The only place we have a good bit of traffic from Troy Highway and the Eastern Boulevard all the way down past Baptist over to 331. A little congested there, but everything is moving nicely this afternoon. Good job. Hey, bring your good credit to Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter. You'll have a great selection of used cars, trucks, SUVs, crossovers, all starting at just $199 a month. Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. I'm Wendell Jay.
I'm Stuart Vance. Call the Vance Law Firm locally at 333-3333. Just dial 3 to talk to me.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Mr. Sandman. Time is running out on Mr. Sandman's huge store closing sale in Millbrook. Final markdowns have been taken on many mattresses, headboards, beds, chests, and other furniture. The selection is still huge but shrinking daily. Floor samples from Soda, Beautyrest, Jameson, Diamond, and other great factories must be sold. We still have some fantastic buys on adjustable bases, and a few bedroom suits remain. We are also putting together some futons I've had stored for years, and they will be bargains. The Montgomery stores are not closing, but we are taking extra markdowns there also. Take advantage of this rare opportunity to save on this large selection of mattresses and beds in all sizes. No interest financing and delivery are available. Some items are limited to current inventory. When they're gone, they're gone. So hurry to Mr. Sandman Mattresses' huge store closing sale on Highway 14 across from the Dollar General in Millbrook, or the two Montgomery locations on the Atlanta Highway across from the Dairy Queen in Montgomery. All Millbrook sales are final. No holds or layaways. All items are subject to prior sale. Mr. Sandman Mattress Superstore is open 10 to 6 Monday through Saturday.
Testing, tossing,
this is a temporary technical glitch. And for once, I can say it's not my fault and the BS meter doesn't go off. I have to let this play for a couple more seconds and then it should start right up. 9 minutes.
From Alabama News Network, jeez. I'm Samantha Williams. The family of an Alabama college student who died from complications of improperly prescribed birth control medication has been awarded $9 million in their wrongful death medical malpractice suit. Court records obtained by news outlets show a Lee County jury awarded Auburn University student Hope Johnson's family the sum last week in their suit against Auburn Urgent Care. Plus, the BB&T Bank on Carter Hill Road was robbed at about 10:40 this morning. The adult male suspect entered the bank, produced a note, then fled on foot. There were luckily no injuries and no arrests have been made so far. And happening tonight, the play Pipeline opens at the Alabama Shakespeare Festival, directed by Ron Parson. The show runs October 17th through the 27th. It's recommended for ages 17 and older. I'm Samantha Williams. Watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest truck lines. They need drivers right now. If you want to know what your home time and your paycheck is going to be every week, call Wiley Sanders right now. Family owned and operated. 855-777-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. After the hot summer we've had, this fall weather is just great. With mostly clear skies tonight, jacket weather again, overnight low temperature in the upper 40s. Tomorrow's going to be another very comfortable day with a high temperature in the lower 70s. Now, as we approach the weekend, we've been talking about this system in the Gulf, which could develop quickly, maybe become a tropical depression, maybe even more than a tropical depression, before it reaches the northern Gulf Coast by Saturday. How would it affect us, and what track is it going to take? We'll keep an eye on it. Get our weather app on your phone or tablet now. Stay on top of the tropics. Go to the App Store and search Rich Thomas Weather from the Blue Water Weather Center. This is Rich Thomas.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Today is October 17th, and it's the anniversary of the San Francisco earthquake. It's my dad's birthday. He would have been 97 today.
Wow.
And if I'm not mistaken, it's also the anniversary of Hurricane Wilma. Because Rich mentioned these storms in October tend to move very quickly. And I'll never forget waking up, had the Weather Channel on. That was before it became political hackery. And when I'd fallen asleep, there was a, you know, disturbance there. Woke up, there was a Category 5 hurricane. I actually thought they were talking about a historical hurricane. I didn't realize it was in the present tense. It went from nothing into a Cat 5 off the Yucatan Peninsula. And they predicted it would make a right turn and make a beeline for South Florida, which it did do. They said when it made landfall in Florida, it would be a 1, and they were wrong. I mean, not by a little, but by a lot. It was a 3, and it tore through there. And months later, there were still all kinds of roofs with blue tarp and stuff. It was a real serious storm. Bent stop signs in half.
Goodness.
Cat 1 storms don't do that. And to this day, they still haven't admitted how they blew it on that one. All right. Here's a guy who does a little bit of predicting himself. And we call him Mr. Right on the Money, Brant.
Yeah, baby.
McDonald from McDonald & Hagen Wealth Management.
Hey, buddy. How you doing?
Good. Somebody was at Baumhauer's last night, said they were going to be coming to see you soon.
Oh, well, good. That's great.
Yeah.
That's great. Always love to hear that.
Yeah. No, I like it when people let me know, too.
Yeah, for sure.
Listens in the afternoon and appreciates the information you share with us. Wasn't a giant surge in the market today. It's always nice to see green. And driving force today was the potential for Brexit finally getting done. And
yeah,
good earnings
right.
reports.
Yeah, yeah. You know, there's always sort of a mixed bag, it seems like. You know, the market gets sort of a positive tone, wants to kind of, you know, break out of this, you know, sort of this malaise that we've been in, just hovering and bouncing around these all-time highs. Well, we need a catalyst, right? So, you know, we felt like getting a deal done with China or having a better positive tone would really help, and we've kind of gotten that. Earnings have been spectacular, I have to say, especially compared to the consensus. I mean, the consensus had us, you know, experiencing year-over-year massive declines in earnings that would you know, be the death nail, you know, to the economy. Well, we haven't seen that. The earnings have actually been pretty good, and it's coming from all types of different sectors, even transportation sector, where we had a good report today. So that's been nice. But then you get a report like we saw today, which was the industrial production number, which was not good. It was pretty bad, actually, and it was broad-based, because first thing I thought of when I saw the industrial production number come in way below consensus, I was thinking, okay, well, that's got to be the strike, you know, with GM. And sure, there was some of that in there, but there was a lot of other stuff that wasn't very pretty. And so that kind of gets your attention as well. But then, of course, you know, manufacturing in the United States only represents about 11% of the U.S. economy. So it's important, and it's a material barometer, if you will, but it's just not that big of a deal when you compare it to things like consumer sentiment and, you know, the overall health of the consumer, which is a much larger part of the economy. It's much more of a U.S. domestic type situation. Or even certainly the services sector, which has been pretty strong of late as well. So,
you know, but I remember a month ago, whenever it was, on Fox News, on the morning show, Fox News poll says 51% of Americans believe we're in a recession. It was the fake news media trying to convince the American people that we were in a recession, even as damaging as that could have been. If people heard that and made decisions on fake or false information, that's criminal to me. And yet we're not in a recession.
No, that's exactly right. And I think what you do is you use these headlines, okay, that come out of Europe or come out of Asia, and you sort of use that as a way to create leverage to control the story and the narrative, or change the narrative, that this is happening in the United States as well, and that it's all, you know, pinned on Trump and on the White House, and the way that he's picked this war with China, and he's not handling it the right way, and on and on and on. And that's been sort of what they're trying to do. And they're using that alongside this impeachment deal.
Garbage.
To try to, again, as you just said, to influence the American people in terms of what's reality and what's not. But in my world, and people know me, I mean, I care about politics deeply, obviously, but at the end of the day, I always have to go with the facts. What are the numbers? What are the facts? And what are they telling me? And what it's telling me is that we have broken economies in Europe. We have a horrible sort of government in China that is a communist government masquerading around as a capitalist free market system, which it's not. And there are all kinds of structural problems and issues in these economies, whereas we have a United States with a president that has embraced free market capitalism and has tried to move us back in that direction. And as a result, we brought down corporate tax rates, and we're attracting a lot more capital. So it would make sense that we're going to be growing when the rest of the world is still stuck in these old, tired sort of philosophies and ideologies. And so that's the real story. And I think going forward, what we're going to find is that we're going to do this deal with China, and then I think you're going to see a humongous trade deal with the United Kingdom that is going to really be sort of a jaw dropper for the rest of the world, and that's going to be wonderful because I think you'll see the British pound really begin to move back up, which we really need, and that will help take some of the pressure off the dollar, which will help the markets, will help the Fed, everyone. And I think that's going to be enough to help us break out of this and move to new market highs.
I love hearing all this. This is great. But it's so frightening that the deep state and the forces that be and their partners in the media are so uncaring about the damage they cause. They're willing to... It's like, I don't know if you saw it, but ABC News... was showing clips from a movie or something, claiming it was footage from Syria.
Kentucky firing range.
A Kentucky firing range, but they're running it. Well, it doesn't matter. They'll believe. And they're going to that extent. They're turning the nightly news into a fairy tale, for crying out loud. And it's amazing that the country and the president have weathered all of this. And things seem to be doing well. Dow's back over 27,000. I saw good information on personal income. And, you know, when personal income, correct me if I'm wrong, I'm asking a question here. The number that came out the other day that showed people are now making on average $4,000 more per year in the first 3 years of Donald Trump compared to the $1,000 their personal income grew under 8 years of Obama. But it means even more when inflation is so low.
I mean, no, for sure.
Unless you're living in California, where they're out of their minds and paying $4.50 a gallon for gas, I'm getting it here for $2.15, $2.40 in Georgia. Mm-hmm. And when those prices stay stable like that, that extra money you're making isn't being spent to keep up with inflation. You can actually use it to grow your wealth or make an appointment to see you and put it into something that will be there for the future. God, that sounded intelligent, didn't it?
No, that was good. And I think it's just, again, it's a testimony to our country and what free markets are really capable of. You look at the, and I talk about the service sector and how it's been doing so well. When you think about the services sector, a lot of that is technology and cloud-based systems and all of this stuff that is what is keeping prices down, I give these speeches from time to time on just the difference in the raw power of technology that we hold in our hand today that companies would have paid millions and millions of dollars for 30 years ago, you know. And that's the type of capacity that we have now in this country. So that's what's pushing prices down. And it's also what's expanding the job market. It's just that, you know, these types of companies have to have, out of Washington, fiscal policy programs and systems in place that support that kind of thinking, free markets and entrepreneurism and innovation and all of that. And that's what we've got right now. And we're also penalizing these companies less through the corporate tax rate, which is attracting other companies from around the world, as I said earlier. And that's where you're really starting to see things, you know, pick up. And that's the long-lasting dividend that I see in terms of the health of the consumer and job security and wage growth. So,
all sounds good to me. And as I mentioned a moment ago, find out how you can participate in this and take advantage of a prospering economy to build for your future. Have that nest egg. Have the peace of mind that goes with it. And then know that you're becoming managerial about your money with help from Brent and his amazing team. When I talked to that guy last night at Baumhauer's, they said, where do you meet the people that work there with him? They're just as impressive. So, and there's no obligation. It's a chance to talk about you, your life, and what you would like to achieve. 387-0094 is the number to call. 387-0094. Brent at McDonald and Hagen Wealth Management. And if anything big happens, we'll talk to you tomorrow.
Absolutely.
Thank you, my friend.
Sounds good. Take care.
The opinions voiced in this material are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. All performance referenced is historical and is no guarantee of future results. All indices are unmanaged and may not be invested into directly. The opinions expressed in this material do not necessarily reflect the views of LPL Financial. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advice offered through McDonald and Hagen Wealth Management, registered investment advisor and separate entity from LPL Financial.
Thank you, Jay Scott. Tomorrow's his birthday. We'll be doing a very special morning show. In fact, there's surprises. I'm not going to tip my hand.
No.
Just make sure you're listening. Because I promise you, after it all comes down, you will say,
that is great radio.
Thank you, Larry King. This coming Tuesday, we're having our next listener focus group at the pizza place. I'll tell you about the pizza place in a moment. Just wanted to give you a heads up because on Monday, we'll be taking names of, we'll be able to feed 10 people at no charge, but it's open to anybody that wants to come and participate in giving us feedback on this show, this station. In a way, this is your chance to vote, to have a voice, and what you want and don't want on News Talk 93.1 FM. We'd love to listen to you. We need to do this more often. But the next one is Tuesday. We'll also have a simple one-sheet form that you can fill out. We'll give you an envelope to mail in if that's what you choose to do. It's not a test. We don't care whose name or anything else. We're not looking for that. We're looking for constructive criticism.
And everyone's welcome to come.
Yes.
The 10 that we pay for will be different from the last 10 that we had because they've already filled out the survey.
Right. So we hope you'll give that some thought and we'll tell you what you can enjoy there. But today, you know what else today is? Today is Norm MacDonald's birthday.
Yes.
He turns the big 6.
Oh!
And we'll celebrate with a Norm bit in our silly segment next.
This is Montgomery Skywatch. Traffic I-65 and 85 are accident-free at this time. A little congested at the 65-85 interchange. Madison and Atlanta Highway, busy out of downtown. Wrapped up at the corner of Atlanta Highway and Federal Drive. Also, out past East Dale and on out, we have a lot of heavy traffic on the Atlanta Highway. Taylor Road is socked in from Atlanta Highway to Vaughn Road. The Boulevard, very busy in places, especially from the Atlanta Highway over to 231 North to Wetumpka. Use caution this afternoon and buckle up. Remember, if you get hurt in an accident, say no to the tiny check offered by the insurance companies. Call the Vance Law Firm at 333-3333. No representation made. The quality of legal services is greater than other attorneys. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
I'm Stuart Vance. Call the Vance Law Firm locally at 333-3333. Just dial 3 to talk to me.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Tire City is ready to make your upcoming fall and holiday travel safe. Check out these fall specials for a limited time only. Standard brake service, $169.99 plus tax. Oil changes, $27.99 plus tax with 3 quarts and synthetic blend 5W-30 oil. Radiator flushes, $49.99 plus tax. And two-wheel alignments, $59.99. See Tire City now while you can save. Atlanta Highway next to Eastdale Mall and Southern Boulevard in Capitol Plaza at Woodley Road.
Tire City!
valid through October 19th.
27 years ago, Steve Wirth rented a storefront in Montgomery and opened the first location of Wirth Cleaners. A lot has changed since 1991. Two buildings and over 20 employees make Wirth Cleaners who they are today, along with Wirth's dedication to its customers to provide top-notch service. Everyday clothes to curtains, drapes, bedspreads, and formal wear, they do it all. Professional dry cleaning and laundry services, same day and express service, professional alterations and repairs, free pickup and delivery to your home or office, wedding dress preservation, superb customer service. It's not only easy to understand how Wirth Cleaners has been successful for nearly three decades, but how they've been voted the best dry cleaner in Montgomery year after year. Visit them today at 125 Brown Springs Road, 7825 Vaughn Road, or online at worthcleaners.com. When it's worth it, choose Wirth Cleaners.
If you're a fan of the finest vintages, mark your calendar for the 10th Annual Riverwalk Wine Festival Saturday, October 19th at Riverfront Park. From 3 till 6 p.m., delight your palate with wine tastings, plus vendors and live entertainment. And at the end of the evening, take home your very own commemorative glass and wine bag. Brought to you by Wind Creek, Alabama Power, Merrill Lynch, Alley Station, Renaissance Hotel, and Staybridge Suites. Learn more at funofmontgomery.com. Sponsored by the Montgomery Special Events Department.
Your News Talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show, noon till 3. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
We're back. I'm sitting with Norm MacDonald. And now, not all your material comes from the news. Is that right?
You know, my strongest material comes from real life.
Real life?
Like, for instance, today I was driving in a car. Mm-hmm. You were kind enough to bring a car to bring this old chunk of coal here to the studio.
We send cars for our guests, yes.
Yeah, so I got in it, and I get material that way, so my driver...
What do you mean? How do you get material that way? You get in the car, and what happens?
My driver tells me a joke.
The driver we sent to pick you up told you a joke?
Yeah.
And you're going to tell it now on the show?
Yeah, that's how I get a lot of my material.
Okay, why don't we just have him on next time?
That guy... No, wait till you hear me do it. So the guy, he goes, I'll be the guy.
Okay.
A moth goes into a podiatrist's office.
A moth goes into a podiatrist's office. Right.
You are correct. A moth goes into a podiatrist's office, mm-hmm. and the podiatrist's office says, "What's the problem?" And the moth says, "What's the problem? Where do I begin, man?" He goes, "I go to work for Gregory Linovich, and all day long I work." Honestly, Doc, I don't even know what I'm doing anymore. I don't even know if Gregory Linovich knows. He only knows that he has power over me, and that seems to bring him happiness. But I don't know. I wake up in a malaise, and I walk here and there. The podiatrist says, "Oh, yeah?" The moth goes, "Yes." And he goes, "At night I sometimes wake up and I turn to some old lady in my bed that's on my arm. A lady that I once loved, Doc. I don't know where to turn to. My youngest, Alexandria. She fell in the cold of last year." Mm-hmm. "The cold took her down as it did many of us." "And my other boy." "And this is the hardest pill to swallow, Doc. My other boy, Gregorio Ivanilidovich. I no longer love him. As much as it pains me to say, when I look in his eyes, all I see is the same cowardice that I catch when I take a glimpse of my own face in the mirror. If only the cowardice was stronger, then perhaps I could bring myself to reach over to that cocked and loaded gun that lays on the bedside behind me and end this hellish facade once
and for all." How long a drive was this? Do you live in the valley? Where do you live? Please, sorry.
He says, Doc, sometimes I feel like a spider, even though I'm a moth, just barely hanging on to my web with an everlasting fire underneath me. I'm not feeling good. And so the doctor says, Moth, man, you're troubled. But you should be seeing a psychiatrist. Why on earth did you come here? And then the moth said, because the light was on.
He's so dumb.
My congratulations to anyone who stuck it through to the end.
That's what I should tell people after I get through one of my stories. I started one today, but it sure doesn't look like I'm going to get through it. So Rosie will help me remember to do it.
Tomorrow, not Monday.
Tomorrow?
Yes. Tomorrow's Friday.
Yeah. But tomorrow?
Yes.
We've already got some stuff kind of penciled in.
Really?
Well, I got a nice note from Serena, who says, Greg, you can't start a story like that and not finish it.
Yes.
I love all your stories. I don't think they're lame-ass stories. Well, they were named that by somebody that used to listen to the show. I think. Who did come up with that name? I don't know. But 2 hours and 17 minutes ago, Eddie Bader had called in and said, instead of talking about politics and all the usual crap, tell us a story about the girl, the first girl that stole your heart. And I just don't think I can, even if I call out the wedgement, I don't think I can wedge it in between now and 6. We have traffic and local news and weather and all these other pressing issues. And a few minutes ago, we mentioned our listener focus group that's coming Tuesday at the Pizza Place. Monday, if you're interested in attending, anybody can attend. The first 10, the names we take on Monday will be able to comp your meal. I'll do my best. But it's also a chance to, we have a little form. We'd like to get some feedback from you. Well, I just got some feedback from Serena, didn't I?
Yes, you did.
And I feel like I'm not ignoring it. I'm just being realistic. She's must have heard me. She says, I also love your readings with bacon sizzling in the background. I might have time to do a little bit of that. And we will be doing our pizza pop quiz. The Pizza Place has individual pizzas, medium pizzas, large pizzas, and a pizza that's so big they had to name it.
Oh my God.
Because it literally covers the tabletop. And boy, they have put some invention into their pizzas as well. Among those I sampled last time, the bacon, lettuce, and tomato. It's really good.
It is.
It's really, good. Really good. Who was it last night at Baumhauer's was talking about the pizza with the cream cheese and cherries?
Yeah, the dessert pizza.
The dessert pizza is amazing. And the one I intend to try because it's keto-friendly, mostly, the cheeseburger pizza.
Yes.
Never had one of those. Can't wait to try that. But if your thing is cheese and pepperoni or just plain cheese, they can do that too. It's a nice little place tucked into the shopping center by the Dollar General at Harrison and Perry Hill. And they also, in addition to pizza, do calzone, cheesy breadsticks that I've heard are phenomenal, wings, and 10-inch subs with cold cuts. They do a deluxe meat sub, an Italian sub, a chicken bacon ranch sub, which I didn't eat the bread, but I had the interior, and it was really great. And a buffalo chicken sub as well. So there's lots to choose from. And we hope to see you anytime at the Pizza Place. Call them at 593-9753, 593-9753. Or just drop by and dine in at 3848 Harrison Road in Montgomery.
This is Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. Here's your latest update. We have slow traffic on I-85 as you merge on 65 at the Cloverleaf. Also, I-85 from about Perry Hill past Ann on into downtown. We've got some busy traffic both sides of the aisle right there. Taylor Road, Vaughn Road to the Atlanta Highway socked in this afternoon. Busy traffic on Highway 231 to Wetumpka, especially at the red lights at the River Bridge, Rifle Range, and at Jasmine Hill. Use caution wherever you are this afternoon. There is a lot of traffic on the road right now. Invisible Fence has both indoor and outdoor systems, both protecting your pets and keeping them in designated areas of your home. Call Vicki, Invisible Fence, 265-2585. That's 265-2585. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
I'm Stuart Vance. Call the Vance Law Firm locally at 333-3333. Just dial 3 to talk to me.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Alabama Home Mortgage is in the business of saving you money. Hey there, I'm Kim Williams along with Madeline Cannon. Figuring out new ways to stretch your mortgage dollar is what we do at Alabama Home Mortgage.
Here's the deal. Getting started is as simple as dialing 567-4223. In fact, why not try doing that right now?
You'll be amazed at the amount of cash you can save. So please, don't wait any longer. Call 567-4223 right now.
A retired Air Force pilot in Pike Road was experiencing some turbulence with his money. So he called Alabama Home Mortgage to see what we could do to help.
We lowered his monthly payment by $587, reduced his term by 5 whole years, and allowed him to skip 2 mortgage payments. With Alabama Home Mortgage as his co-pilot, he was able to soar to new financial heights.
Take advantage of today's low rates and reduce your monthly burden much sooner than you thought ever possible.
10 minutes is all it takes to find out how much you can save.
Let us show you the Alabama Home Mortgage difference.
Call 567-4223 or visit us at alahomemortgage.com to apply today. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
Join Jones Drugs on Saturday, October 26th, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. as they partner with the police department for the National Drug Take Back event. Come by the parking lot of the Prattville, Millbrook, or Montgomery locations, have a free hot dog, and bring your unwanted, unneeded, or expired prescriptions. That's Saturday, October 26th, 10 to 2.
Hello, this is Yasmin Hosted with Beauty and Beyond. We've been advertising with Blue Water Broadcasting for 10 years plus. If you would like to increase your business, use Blue Water Broadcasting radio stations. They get results.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Samantha Williams. The BB&T Bank on Carter Hill Road was robbed at about 10:40 this morning. The adult male suspect entered the bank, produced a note, then fled on foot. There were no injuries and no arrests have been made so far. Plus, the family of an Alabama college student who died from complications of improperly prescribed birth control medication has been awarded $9 million in their wrongful death medical malpractice suit. Court records obtained by news outlets show a Lee County jury awarded Auburn University student Hope Johnson's family the sum last week in their suit against Auburn Urgent Care. And happening tonight, the play Pipeline opens at Alabama Shakespeare Festival. Directed by Ron Parson, the show runs October 17th through the 27th. It's recommended for ages 17 and older. I'm Samantha Williams. Watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by Caravita Village, where they lead the way in senior living. Cruise into retirement. Schedule a tour at caravitavillage.com today.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. After the hot summer we've had, this fall weather is just great, with mostly clear skies tonight. Jacket weather again, overnight low temperature in the upper 40s. Tomorrow's going to be another very comfortable day with a high temperature in the lower 70s. Now, as we approach the weekend, we've been talking about this system in the Gulf, which could develop quickly, maybe become a tropical depression, maybe even more than a tropical depression, before it reaches the northern Gulf Coast by Saturday. How would it affect us, and what track is it going to take? We'll keep an eye on it. Get our weather app on your phone or tablet now. Stay on top of the tropics. Go to the App Store and search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
When you're shopping for a new car, truck, or SUV, getting a great rate shouldn't be a problem. ASE Credit Union makes auto loans easy with rates as low as 3.5% APR. Apply online or visit your local branch today. ASE Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASE. Equal opportunity lender.
We get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
The
coming soon. Martin Scorsese will transform superhero movies into cinema with his remake of Avengers Endgame, starring Robert De Niro.
I am inevitable.
You talking to me? You talking to me?
And who would make a better Joker than Joe Pesci?
Well, I'm funny how? I mean, funny like I'm a clown, I amuse you. I make you laugh.
And Leonardo DiCaprio plays Groot in Guardians of the Galaxy, where the entire soundtrack is Gimme Shelter.
I am Groot.
It's Scorsese's superhero cinema, winning every Oscar this year, because Martin Scorsese is the only real artist in Hollywood.
So Martin's a little miffed that comic book movies, in his opinion anyway, aren't real. It's not cinema. I don't know the difference between cinema and theater. But I think I did.
Well, they may not be gone with the wind, but if they're entertaining, what difference does it make?
I think that's always the bottom line. Rich watched a movie I recommended last week that's running on the Stars channel called The Professor and the Madman. It's all about, how's this for excitement? It's not about a superhero who has all these powers who can transform himself into Iron Man or fly, all this stuff. It's with Mel Gibson and Sean Penn. And it tells the story of how the Oxford English Dictionary was created. It's ironic because this week And it's an amazing thing. It took them decades to compile and find the origins of all these words that they included. And every year they keep adding to it. So it's something that will never be complete. But the words they're putting in are stupid. Whatevs. That's text talk. That's lazy talk. Mm-hmm. Whatevs. Because whatever is just so much more ponderous to say.
Did you watch that movie on the Smithsonian channel?
No, it's on Stars.
Oh, that's right, you said that.
And I'm pretty sure they produced it. It was not a theatrical release, because really people are not lining up to see historical documentary type movies or period pieces on how the dictionary was born.
But it's a shame, because some of those are the best movies.
I could not stop watching it, though. Once I just kind of lucked into it, couldn't stop watching it, and I was especially struck by the fact that Mel Gibson and Sean Penn have nothing in common in the real world, but they got together on this story and made it into an excellent film. Be interesting, because they do the awards for the networks. They're all included now. It's not just ABC, NBC. You know, the cable networks get included in that. It should get something. It's that good, and it's based on true stuff, and they show pictures, and I love this when they do that. At the end of a movie where people are portraying somebody, they show the real life photographs of the people that they're portraying. And that kind of, and gives you the update.
It'll be something if they win an award, because the Hollywood elite don't like either Mel Gibson or Sean Penn.
Oh, I thought they loved Sean Penn. He's been a goose step. I mean, Sean Penn used to pledge his love for Hugo Chavez. Don't expect the media to show you you haven't heard much about Venezuela, have you? Because it still sucks there. And they don't want you to know that, because it's a country where the people voted for socialism. And I'm sorry to say it, I think Trump is staving that day off. And maybe has created enough structure to keep it into the distant future. But the left never stops. The right got engaged with the Tea Party, and the next election, 63 seats went Republican. I sat here that night with Dan Morris. We stayed on the air late, and it was just fun counting. It was like counting the receipts on Christmas night at a department store. How many were... And that put an end to his agenda, at least what the master plan was. Yeah. But they got enough done to destroy the healthcare system. If your healthcare today is better than it was 10 years ago and costs less, congratulations. That was a total fraud. And now the Democrats are almost unconditionally bashing Obamacare. They want to go to the next step because their solution for everything that's failed is to do more of it. Reagan says that in that Hope and Change song. The more the planners plan, they never give up. I saw a link to a story today. Is America ripe for a communist revolution? Yeah. And just like any other terrorist group, they're patiently indoctrinating, brainwashing through the education system, starting earlier and earlier. The government is your family and all this crap, because they really want to control everything you do. And life isn't good in countries that run on that system. It's just not. So I can only hope we wise up. I really don't want to be around if that's where we're headed. And I hope I'm wrong. But it sure seems like they're hell-bent for leather on getting there. Let's go back to the traffic dungeon for a quick look at things as we get close to 6.
Traffic is brought to you by Chad's AC Direct. Why pay $6,500 when you can get the same unit with Chad's AC Direct for only $49.96? Like the cute little girls say, call Dad. Noella, call Chad. Chad's AC Direct, 264-6464.
This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic. We are doing really well this afternoon. I-65 and 85 looking good through downtown Montgomery. Boulevard is busy, but it is moving. Even the Heartburn Highway, Taylor Road, is doing pretty well this afternoon. One place that is a little bit busy, Atlanta Highway at Federal Drive out that way. It's loading up a little bit. We got some heavy traffic in spots on 231 to Wetumpka. But all in all, no accidents anywhere to report at this time, and that is a good thing. The number one selling car in America, the number one selling car in the world is at Reinhardt Toyota. Reinhardt Toyota, now open on Sundays after church from noon until 6 for Montgomery Skywatch traffic. I'm Wendell Jay.
Georgia Floors Direct recently absorbed the inventory of a flooring store that went out of business and got an incredible deal on all the remaining inventory and is now turning around and offering you. I mean, I always get a wholesale price on whatever you buy at Georgia Floors Direct, but what they have now is below wholesale, because they acquired it from this business that was shutting its doors. So it's an awesome time, especially the timing is great. Just in front of the holidays when a lot of people like to do some home improvement with company coming in and stuff, you can get an amazing deal.
You're so welcome.
Room remnants, got hundreds of those. And of course, at Georgia Floors Direct, all types of flooring are up for grabs at a wholesale price. Tile, laminate, hardwood, you name it, they got it. And it's all installed by people they've worked with for years. Georgia Floors Direct has been a flooring destination for 50 years because they haven't tampered with a formula that works. Wholesale pricing, their own team of installers, and great value. Great value. They're at 1965 Eastern Boulevard, right across from Lowe's.
How would you like free rent for a year? How about a free vacation? How about a new car? Come into Wind Creek Montgomery now through Friday, October 25th and earn chances to win in our Rent, Rest, and Ride giveaway. Then on October 25th at 7, 8, and 9 p.m., three players will win free rent for a year, a free trip to any Wind Creek resort, or a Ford Mustang, Ford Ranger, or Jeep Renegade Latitude. So come into Wind Creek Montgomery for Rent, Rest, and Ride.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness at its new time every Saturday at 10 a.m.
If you have a name, then you have a chance to win one of five great prizes.
Play the name game with Blue Water Broadcasting, and you could win a six-day cruise on the Carnival Valor out of New Orleans from Crimson Tide Cruise.
Winning is easy. Register online at our station website. We'll call out names all week long. Play the name game and win incredible prizes.
From Crimson Tide Cruise and Blue Water Broadcasting.
If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
says Mr. World contest on the TV. You ever see this? Big bodybuilding contest, the Mr. World. So this guy wins it. He's the best in the world. He's Mr. World. So then they say at the end, they say, hey, don't miss next month, the Mr. Universe contest. I don't know about you guys, but I'm putting my money on Mr. World on this one, you know. I figure he's a shoo-in with his home planet advantage and everything. This guy, you know, this guy's a... You know, the guy's pretty well. But I don't know. You can't figure, you know. You ever see them sports where they try to combine two sports together, make a new sport, you know, they don't even go together, you know, like, you gotta run a 100-yard dash and then fish. Guys. Fishing in a creek over there. What the hell's going on here? It's not cliff diving. There's a hell of a sport. A guy diving off a cliff. You ever see that? What the hell kind of sport is that? There's no way of telling who's a better cliff diver. You know, there's a bunch of guys diving off a cliff. You can't tell. You know, if you survive at all, you're a pretty good cliff diver. You know, you're a great cliff diver. There's only two categories in cliff diving. I was reading that. There's grand champion and stuff on a rock. Tough sport to make a comeback in, I'll tell you that. They don't,
you know, sometimes when I've been staying, it's not good to go back and look at the news. Pelosi today showing off an orange bullet bracelet ahead of President Trump's Dallas rally. Can you imagine what would happen to any Republican or conservative politician who wore a bullet bracelet that strongly indicated we got to get rid of this guy? Joe Biden says it's so important we remove this man on the 17th, which is today, in Dallas. We never did hear from our friend that was going to...
Yeah, Kirk.
Kirk, who is there in Dallas, but maybe tomorrow we'll get an update. Hope he's okay, because the a-holes on the left, the violent little Antifas, will be out there with their hoods, and they're the modern-day Klan, and the media applauds them. But, of course, the same media pretty much applauded the Klan for a long time, too. Democrats, what are you going to do? Meanwhile, we got to listen to all this Joe Biden stuff. Listen to this, family. 2070, Joe Biden's niece, Caroline Biden, stole $100,000 through a credit card scam, grand larceny, and was able to cut a deal with New York prosecutors and got off scot-free without jail time or probation. It was her second arrest. She's been in rehab numerous times. You know, Hunter kicked out of the Navy for failing a cocaine drug test. Then he divorced his wife, mother of his three daughters, after a year-long affair to marry his brother's widow. Over the course of the divorce, he drained hundreds of thousands of dollars of the couple's assets by spending extravagantly on his own interests, mostly drugs, prostitutes, strip clubs, gifts for women with whom he was having affairs. And this is on top of the billions his father dubiously arranged for him from communist China and Ukraine. And if this sounds like an agenda and I'm just talking to hear myself.
I had gotten a commitment from Poroshenko. They would take action against the state prosecutor.
The prosecutor that was looking into Hunter Biden. And the media's got nothing to say about this. But now their new hysteria is the G7 conference, I guess, is going to be at one of Trump's properties. Maybe that's a bad look. Maybe there's a part of that arrangement I don't know about. But everywhere they have this damn G7 thing, there are riots. Seattle was ripped up downtown because the crackpots come by. They make it an excuse to tear. And when you have brilliant mayors like that woman in Baltimore who said, give them room to destroy. Isn't that nice to have a mayor? Good friend of Elijah Cummings. I'm literally ready to vomit at everything that's being said about a man who was nothing more than a professional race baiter as a politician and did nothing for a city that has grown into one of America's, of many American cities, just a sewer. Murder rate number one, rat infestation number one, and he's in Congress because all he's got time to do is investigate Trump. Your Democratic Party. 555. on News Talk 93.1 FM. One last good word here for a great group of folks, Montgomery Ave Physicians. Would love to have you come in and see if you are eligible for a LASIK procedure. By that, I mean not financially, but if your vision issue can be corrected with it. LASIK is something that works for most, but not all. As I found out, much to my chagrin, it takes a few minutes, and they just use sophisticated technology to study your eyes and determine whether your vision correction situation is one that LASIK can work with. Mine was not. But for most, it is. It worked great for Joey. You got an incredible team of people over there, Dr. Swan, Dr. Shim, with years of experience in over 10,000 procedures since LASIK was first introduced. And when you're talking about your vision, you want to be with the best. 75 years as a practice meeting the eyewear and eye care needs of Montgomery. Montgomery Eye Physicians and Montgomery Eye LASIK across from Chappie's on Vaughan Road. The refractive surgery counselor appointment is free. Call 271-3804. 271-3804.
This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic. We are doing really well this afternoon. I-65 and 85 looking good through downtown Montgomery. Boulevard is busy, but it is moving. Even the Heartburn Highway, Taylor Road, is doing pretty well this afternoon. One place that is a little bit busy, Atlanta Highway at Federal Drive out that way. It's loading up a little bit. We got some heavy traffic in spots on 231 to Wetumpka. But all in all, no accidents anywhere to report at this time, and that is a good thing. The number one selling car in America, the number one selling car in the world is at Reinhardt Toyota. Reinhardt Toyota, now open on Sundays after church from noon until 6 for Montgomery Skywatch traffic. I'm Wendell Jay.
I'm Stuart Vance. Call the Vance Law Firm locally at 333-3333. Just dial 3 to talk to me.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Don't you love that feeling when you've just nailed your look? That's how it feels to use Stitch Fix, your personal styling service that delivers hand-picked clothes right to you. Stitch Fix is simple and convenient. Sign up in just a few minutes, and you can try out new styles right at home. And there's no subscription required, ever. So, isn't it time you started nailing your look? Get started today at stitchfix.com. Stitch Fix, personal styling for everybody.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack, but not with ZipRecruiter. Its powerful technology actively finds and invites qualified candidates to apply to your job. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you the needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Hey, it's Lyle from Marguerite's Exquisite Jewelry. And we understand that you don't buy jewelry and diamonds every single day, and it can be a little bit of a difficult experience. We don't want it to be that way. We want it to be easy. We promise you the absolute finest quality and the most beautiful jewelry and at the best price. We have credit for 12 months. Shop us. Shop anybody else you want in town. But if you shop us, you're going to save yourself hundreds or possibly thousands of dollars. So at least shop Marguerite's. Let us show you what we can do. No one will beat us.
Don't you love that feeling when you've just nailed your look? That's how it feels to use Stitch Fix, your personal styling service that delivers hand-picked clothes right to you. Stitch Fix is simple and convenient. Sign up in just a few minutes, and you can try out new styles right at home. And there's no subscription required, ever.